Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Nelly was on Friday. You weren't here, right?
Yeah.
Just ahead of his performance yesterday at Radio 1's big weekend. And this happened.
If any of the fans out there have any suggestions or if it's anything that they want to hear, I'm pretty much open.
So you're saying that if Radio 1 listeners could text in, they can make up your set list?
Possibly. Let's try that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have anything out there that you definitely want to hear from Nelly on Sunday, you know, you text in and you let me know what it is and we'll make sure we try to get that going.
He's such a good bloke, Nelly. So we got people to text in with what they wanted. Now, you'd think, you know what it's like, big American superstars like Nelly, they're going to say all that on the radio, blah, 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 and then they'll be like, yeah, whatever, and not take any notice,
yeah.
Right? But people did text in. Now, I think Nelly was having in mind his own songs, but you know what Radio 1 listeners are like. Quite a lot of people want him to do JCB song. Nelly the Elephant was also suggested. And a lot of people wanted YMCA.
Yeah, right.
Right, so... No, but we did what we said we would do, and we passed all the ideas onto the record company, and we were stood by the side of the stage on Sunday thinking, oh, it's not going to happen, is it? Nothing's going to happen, then take notice at all, right? And then this happened, and the crowd loved it.
So let's do it one time for Maystones. I'm going to try something like this. Y'all be good!
How good is that? Okay, didn't really. You did believe that for a second, didn't you? You did believe it.
No,
you,
I
yes, you
didn't
did.
Believe that at all.
Your face is like, oh my God, Nelly's done YMCA at Radio 1.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't.
What's his, Becky? Was his face not a bit convinced?
Properly.
There
no.
you are.
No, of course it wasn't.
It really was.
It wasn't.
Okay.
This is going to get very dull if you just keep going,
was.
But it wasn't.
Okay, let's continue this off air.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Simon from Birmingham.
Hi, Simon, off in Birmingham. How can I help?
I just wanted to ring up and speak to Chatters.
Go on, then.
He was blatantly blagged by you there, man. I fully believe that Nelly was doing the doing YMCA, and I reckon Chappers was as well, mate. Just admit it.
Just the thing is, right? Did doesn't mean I did.
No, a lot of people on the text did, and that's why you shouldn't be embarrassed.
I wouldn't be embarrassed.
Just admit it, Chappers.
But
just
it
be
didn't.
Honest. Come on, be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You
a man.
Thought that Nelly did YMCA at Radio 1's big weekend.
All I could say was, I didn't.
Chappers,
we know the truth.
Like, you're a letdown, mate.
Love you, Simon.
Love you too, Scott. Bye, mate.
I can't stand you, Simon.
If he had done this, it would have gone off. 2, 3, go! Oh, amazing.
June the 23rd is Harley from Weston's birthday. That's what they were going on about.
All right.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, as you know, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, we flew a very special artist over all the way from New Zealand to be at Radio 1's big weekend in Maidstone this weekend. Now, most artists, you know, once they've hit the big time and they play at a big weekend, they have huge record companies and they normally pay for everything. There's like a big touring budget. That wasn't the case on this one. This artist couldn't afford to get the flight over, so I personally forked out the cash for her to come because I felt it was important. Because you know what? Every so often, an artist comes along and that means so much, and you need to kind of share it with other people. And I felt that was important to bring it to the whole of the UK and for Wing's debut at the big weekend. So I flew her from New Zealand to London. Met at the airport. What?
Budget.
Wasn't budget. And she was on the BBC introducing stage, which is really cool. It's like a kind of Wild West saloon. And like loads of people doing really good sets in there, loads of brilliant bands, maybe some of them not even signed, loads of kind of under the radar stuff. And the first time you get to see quite a lot of people play out, I think the Ting Tings were on BBC Introduced in last year.
Yeah.
And it's a really kind of like small, intimate little tent, but really good. And you can see some people that probably will be quite big eventually.
Folkface did it this year.
Folkface were on also, yes. And there was Wing. But the tent was absolutely packed out for Wing's performance. I'd like to play a little bit of the set now, if that's okay.
Okay.
Okay, so there's me and Kelly Osbourne swaying along and all the crowd going mad for Wing. This is the mighty Wing. Go mad. Amazing. That was Wing doing Mamma Mia at Radio 1's Big Weekend. They absolutely loved her.
Goosebumps.
Oh, brilliant, wasn't it? I'll talk to her afterwards as well. So Wing has just come off the BBC Introducing stage. Wing.
Yes.
How was it?
It's so excited. It's so nice. And I never expected that people enjoy my music so much.
They absolutely loved you. Now, I know that we did put a little bit of pressure on you because we did want you to do Candle in the Wind, and I think you felt a little bit nervous about that, but it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is a very nice song, and it, you know, it make a lot of meanings at this time to sing that song.
They loved it.
Yeah, it seems they can sing a lot of songs. They can even, you know, go with me without you. That is a very difficult song, and they can fall into the music as well. Amazing! It's amazing that I didn't make any mistake, and I sing better in the studio.
Better than the studio.
So, do you have her "Candle in the Wind" performance?
Right, there's a slight problem.
Is there? What is? Is it a technical problem?
It's a kind of me problem.
Right.
Basically, when I left Maidstone last night, someone gave me a CD to look after with all of Wing's performance on.
So a whole set on this CD?
Oh, the whole thing, yeah. The only copy.
Yeah.
And I left it in the bar.
You left it in the bar?
Yeah.
So you paid all the money to fly her over.
Yeah, can't play any of her performance apart from Mamma Mia.
Right.
Because that was the one that we played last night on Radio 1 when me and Green were on.
Yeah.
So we just taped that off the radio.
Right. So the rest of her set is just...
I would like to play you "Candle in the Wind," but like I say, I left it in the bar. Rubbish. But I am trying to get hold of another copy of Wing's work, so I can bring that to you at some point.
Like a bootleg.
Yeah. But I'm really sorry if anyone wanted to hear "Candle in the Wind." That's not going to be happening today because I'm an idiot. Rubbish, yeah. But it was amazing yesterday. Best day of my life.
Was it?
One of them, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, you know, my favourite bits of the weekend, right, talking to Adele last night. She'd been on earlier on the main stage, and I think she'd had a couple of ciders, as you'll hear now.
This is Adele, everyone.
Hello, Adele.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How's your big weekend been, or how's the day been?
It's been great. I've only been here today. I wanted to come yesterday, but I couldn't. I was working, but it's been great.
Okay. Now, you opened the main stage today, so you were basically on after Madonna.
I know, that's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Trying to make myself feel better.
Madonna supporting.
You're trying to, that's what I've been saying.
I actually love her. She is brilliant. I just like her laugh. She's brilliant. Also, the Radio 1 truck was right next to the St John's ambulance, so she had great fun with Grimmy wheeling around in a wheelchair, which she couldn't get out of. Couldn't get out of it once she was in it.
Love her.
I did enjoy we eavesdrop on your conversation with Bass Hunter outside.
Lovely. No, basically what happened is I said, where is he? Oh, the guy that came with number two ruined my life. He didn't. No, lovely. And his manager's lovely as well. They were all lovely. They were so polite. Like, really nice. And really kind of gave me, like, sympathy of a doubt, whatever that saying is. So I'm a bit drunk. Oh, benefit of a doubt. Benefit of a doubt. Don't, I'll swear, don't.
Oh, my God.
I just have this nightmare of going into a pub and you having been on the wine and Adele being on the cider and the two of you...
See, I'd love to go for a drink with her.
Would you?
And you turn up like 2 hours later than we got there.
God, it would just be a noisy mess.
It would sound like this. And you'd be sober. And that wouldn't be much fun for you.
It would be hell.
No, but we had fun. It was, and I wrote my real phone number down, and it blew out in someone's face. But I haven't got a phone call yet, so it's all right.
So you gave that someone in there.
I gave someone my real phone number.
Can you believe that's the same woman and the same voice that sang "Chasing Pavements"? It's hard to believe.
According to the Kooks, everyone else locked off their stage, and even when I was on. Apparently the stage was locked, which I ain't having, because I want people on my stage when I'm singing. Like, you know, whether it's like a Tramp or like Madonna or one of you lot, you know, I want them on stage having fun.
Tramp or Madonna.
Same thing. Oh! Love her. No, I'm joking. I love her. Time goes by. So slow, I love. I'm joking. Come on, I'm drunk. Oh, no.
Oh, God. No. Oh, right, no. Let's move on.
There's a part of me that would have
really call Madonna a tramp there.
I'd love to have watched this interview just to watch your face as you were talking to her.
See, it's hilarious. But like I say... So, same person. Unbelievable. Radio 1 Podcast. Now, you know our favourite TV show? It was on top form last night. I'm talking, of course, about Beat the Star with Vernon.
Yeah, I saw some of this.
Yeah, it's really good. Now, we think a lot of the games are invented just to get some innuendo in.
See your sausage, Darren.
You wouldn't be happy with that on primetime ITV, would you?
No.
And this one?
Can't get a shot of my mouth, please.
Swallow it. Swallow it. Come on. Mm-hmm. You're a man, aren't you?
Now, this week, there was a brilliant game on.
Right.
Did you see the peas?
No, I didn't see the peas.
Oh, listen.
Welcome back to Beat the Star, where PE teacher Pete Russell from Bournemouth in Dorset is going head-to-head and all-out to beat great British rugby legend and MBE Martin Chariots of Fire in the hope of winning a whopping £100,000. Pete is playing to take home the cash. Martin is playing to take home his pride.
So he's playing for his pride. Who's Martin Chariots of Fire? Is that his actual name?
No. He's called
double-barreled.
Martin of Fire. His nickname is Chariots.
Why didn't they just say that? They called him Martin Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, well, Martin Chariots of Fire.
Okay. Here's the rules of the game.
You don't get it, do you?
No, here's the rules of the game.
We have a bowl of household dried peas. What we want you to do is grab a pea and try and drop the pea down the neck of the bottle.
So, this is a game which involves dropping a pea into a bottle.
How difficult can that be?
German TV producers again. These British people have bought a TV show. It's rubbish, but it's on primetime ITV1.
We could even get them to use the pee in the bottle.
Yeah, they're getting paid for this.
No, I know.
Right, here's some more rules.
You'll get 5 peas each. The person who scores the most peas will take the points. If that's you, Pete, you've won £100,000. If it's you, Martin, there's still everything to play for, and you could still walk out of here with your pride and reputation intact.
So Martin Chariots of Fire just gets his pride. Why would he want to stop?
I think
why
his pride went a long time ago if he's playing this game.
Why would Martin Chariots of Fire want to stop that nice man Pete from winning?
That's a good point.
Throwing a pea is quite difficult, though, as you'll hear.
If you would like to select your first pea, remember, grab a little pinch of chalk. It'll take away the moisture in your fingers.
So they're actually chalking their hands before picking a pea?
Because yes.
Obviously, you know, the choice of pea is crucial.
Listen to the tension. Listen over the peas.
Unlucky. Take a look at the replay. You were so close, Martin. So close.
Ooh. Yeah, there's an actual slow motion replay of the peas.
Bit of chalk. Select your pea. Take your time. There is no pressure whatsoever. Just relax.
God, you can cut the air with a knife, couldn't you?
Yeah, I'm feeling quite tense again.
What are you thinking? What are you looking for in your peas?
Trying to find the smallest one I can.
Smallest one you can.
It's quite... I never knew it was so tactical, did you?
And here come the jokes, folks.
How are you feeling now after your first pee? Martin, in your own time.
Go for another pee.
Go for another pee.
See? All the pee gags are in. And, that was this week's Beat the Star. The pee game is something that you actually might invent, I feel. It is like one of your games off of the Germans.
Are you going to tell us who won?
Oh, that's going to go on now, isn't it? I don't know who won.
You did this last week with Blind Man's Buffet.
Yeah, who won? Also, you have spotted a bit of innuendo bingo, haven't you?
Well,
first time you've ever spotted it.
It is, yeah, because it was on the... Because I did see some of it, which involved climbing up a wall and then some archery. So I think this was during the archery.
Right, what is it?
That I spotted this little bit of innuendo bingo.
Okay.
And Martin, taking his time, he releases very quickly, but he builds up very steadily.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I have to warn you now, our last hour this evening, we're not actually going to be here. We're going to a swanky awards do tonight called the Sony Radio Awards. The show will still be on, but we recorded it earlier.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. Now, you know this Sony Radio Awards thing, which we are nominated for, right?
Yeah.
How long are you going to turn up for? Standard, like 20 minutes, is it?
No, I might push it to 40.
Wicked, okay. Now, have you noticed, everyone always goes, oh, yeah, it's the Oscars of the radio world.
Mm.
It's not really, though, is it?
No.
Have you ever seen Paul Gambaccini host the Oscars?
No, I haven't, actually. No.
But the thing is, I mean, every industry, whatever it is, they now have their own awards ceremony, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And they all compare them to the Oscars. Like, oh, it's the Oscars of the sausage roll making industry.
Yep.
It's the Oscars of the haberdashery.
Of the
haberdashery.
They need to work on that slogan a bit for that
one. Haberdashery. Yeah. But they're nothing like the Oscars at all. And celebrities have to turn up, have the dinner, mm-hmm. and then they go. I bet you've been to a few of them, haven't you?
I've been to a few of them.
Have you?
Haven't you?
Yeah.
I've just agreed to take part in the Oscars of the pub industry awards.
Have you? Are you DJing? No. Or are you just going for the roast chicken, then you'll be off?
I think that discussions are still going on as to what exactly I'm going to be
the
doing.
The Oscars of the pub industry.
Oh, yeah. That's, you see, now you're interested, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That will be a good one.
But they're not anything like the Oscars. They're more like the TV Quick Awards than the Oscars, really. Radio 1 Podcast. My God, they really do have awards for everything. Everyone's texting in. We had an award ceremony at the Grosvenor House Hotel in London for our company. We do air traffic. The air traffic awards.
Actually, they're quite serious, though.
Yeah.
What? Aren't they?
Person that did the best air traffic.
Yeah. Surely,
that is quite important.
Surely you'd want everybody to be very, very good at air traffic control.
Yeah. Not just awards for the best ones. You want them all to be the best, really, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you don't want somebody to win the bronze air traffic control. That would imply they're not great.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Beth.
Hi, Beth. What are you saying?
I went to some awards last year in November, and they were for greeting cards. And it was hosted by Rob Brydon. And it was just dull, really dull.
So the greetings card awards.
Yeah, funniest card, the most natural card, I'm trying to think. We didn't win.
Did you not win?
No, we didn't win anything.
You sound a bit bitter about it.
It was rigged. It was really, really rigged.
It was rigged.
And vegetable cards won.
Oh, you're not happy about that, are you?
No.
You've tried to get over it, but you haven't, have you?
No, I'm just drinking wine and thinking about it and getting a bit angry.
Has this become like a huge scandal in the card industry? The card awards were, you know, maybe weren't fair?
If it were brought more people's attention, I think, you know, they'd be a bit more uproar.
Thing is, you always think it's rigged when someone else wins. You're just a little bit bitter, aren't you?
No, there was a table of really bitter people that have gone for the past 20 years, sat with us, and they knew everyone that was going to win. They said, all right, that'll be vegetables for this one. And then next award came, and they're going, oh, that'll be Harvest Moon, Fit Natural. No.
I don't think that's true. whatever. What were you up for?
My sister that was up for Best New Design.
Yeah.
Best New Designer and Best Handmade.
And it was presented by Rob Brydon.
Rob Brydon, yeah. And the funniest part is that last week my boyfriend went to a coach award ceremony and Rob Brydon did exactly the same spiel.
Oh, my God, Rob Brydon's on at the coach awards. The coach awards?
Same old, yes, yes.
And the winner of Best Coach is...
Same old flannel.
So they normally have to turn up, do the awards, but then they have to eat like a cold chicken dinner, don't they, afterwards, with people from the greetings card or coach industry. Did he have a dinner?
We did too. I can't remember what it were, that plastered.
I'm not that bothered. Okay, I love you.
Love you too. Radio 1 Podcast.
This is Radio 1, and it's Scott and Chappers, and as we mentioned earlier, we're not actually here at the moment. This is a recording, because we have left the building.
Will it self-destruct?
I don't know. We've gone to a swanky award ceremony, which we've somehow been nominated for, so we've had to record the last hour of this show. So we're not actually here, which is a bit weird. It's actually 2:50 in the afternoon at the moment. We've left Becky in charge because she's not allowed to go to the awards because she didn't do anything.
No.
Because she's actually been here about like 2 seconds.
She can't take any credit at all.
Not at all. So what we're going to do is she's going to provide all the live content for you this evening. So Becky, could we have a time check, please?
6:06.
Thanks very much. Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.